Okay, you're listening to Beats in Space here on WNYU 89.1 FM New York. Here with your host Tim Sweeney, and tonight returning to the show, James Murphy here in the studio with a special DFA mixer. Have you come up with a name for the mixer?
It's called the DFA mixer, I think.
Okay, yeah.
This is still the prototype. It's not the commercial one.
Okay.
So it's a bigger box than we would have and fewer channels. It's a little more limited functionally, but it's pretty sweet.
When do you expect to have this one going?
It's not up to me. It's up to this guy, Justin. He has a company called Isonoe in England, and he makes the turntable feet that
right.
we obsess
that
about.
You love. That we obsess but you didn't
about.
Bring them tonight.
I didn't bring them tonight because...
You thought I would have everything together here?
I kind of thought this was a little more of a professional operation, to be honest with you. But it's not.
But you've seen that.
Yeah, so no, I don't know. We'll probably have it, hopefully, early, beginning of next year. And there's probably going to be a couple different versions of it, but it's essentially a really... super it'll be the best DJ mixer ever. I'm actually not kidding at all. It's been put up against the project was to beat my Bozax and to beat to beat everything without any compromises, and we're working on it.
But what kind of pricing are we talking about? It's going to be like $10,000 then?
Nope, it's going to be about half of what your stupid thing is.
The ENS DJR 400?
Yeah, it'll be about half of that. And it'll literally be about 30 times the mixer.
Oh, my. Okay.
Yeah, there's no chips in this. This is all...
like, are there chips in the ENS?
Yeah.
Okay.
I'm sorry, you never opened it? You've never opened it?
No, I didn't open it.
You could drive it with what it costs, and you didn't open it. All right.
No, because I don't want to open his
you
work.
You don't want to let the magic, the magic smoke out.
No, but so okay, so you got the DFA mixer you're working
yes.
on.
Yes.
Well,
no disrespect to anybody else's mixer. I'm just kidding around, but it is a very special project that we take.
You
very
totally
seriously.
Disrespected the ENS mixer, though.
I'm not trying to disrespect anything in particular.
Okay.
I just like the fact that you have it means I'm going to target. It's just going to get caught in the crossfire of you.
Yeah. I really appreciate you coming
fire.
Back on the show.
You missed me.
Yeah. So, no, you can't take picture. That's my camera. That's my Polaroid. I stole that idea from you, but
I stole it from Andy Warhol, so we're all even.
But... okay, so you have the DFA mixer here that
yes.
you're working on. What's the other project that you're? I know you have other DFA projects that you have that you're.
So, a lot of it's being to a certain degree stuff
secret.
Is a little bit secret right at the moment because we're in.
Whatever happened to the DJ bag?
The DJ bag got to a certain degree replaced by this guy.
But I can't find that one anymore.
Right, and I think this could be done better, even though I like it. The mixer we have, I don't want to get into names again unless you want to say what it is.
What?
The Meish Moreau.
Yeah, okay.
And it's a nice mixer, but like a nice bag, but I think there's problems with it, and I think it could be better. But that's the closest thing I've found. I'm trying to get it in a relationship with a luggage company because I want to do luggage in general, but I want to figure out a new way of doing wheels, and that's sort of...
because that's always what
that's
those...
what the wheels and zippers go, and the zippers is just quality control. You just have to get better zippers.
Mine, it's the handle that went on my Meish Moreau.
Really?
Yeah.
You mean the shoulder strap?
No, the handle, like the.
Really?
Yeah.
What are you doing with it?
I can't push it down anymore.
Oh, the rolly handle.
Yeah, the rolly handle.
Yeah. That's just.
And the other handle just like came apart because I put so many records in there. Because I
what
know
you, what you're not what the listener at home is not seeing is. Tim gesturing to himself about how cool he is when he puts new records in. It's as ineffective of a gesture as it sounds.
Anyways, so for tonight, James.
Yes.
What would you have in store for us?
Well, I've been DJing a lot since the demise of my rock ensemble, both with and without Pat, and I kind of put together a set, you know, kind of like a thing that we DJed together, and I've been really happy what I'm playing. But I didn't want to come here and play a radio version of what I've been playing out. It just didn't, it just not, I mean, sometimes that's fine to document, you know, like I kind of would love to, but somebody's going to record a set and I'm not that worried about it. But like, and there's just the stuff that I've been thinking about a lot more so than playing. And, like just thinking about some different types of sounds that I want to be DJing a bit and a different type of room I want to play in. And that's a project. That's another little secret project, is trying to put together a little room. And it's not that secret, but I just said it. But I mean, like, just the idea of, I think some of the ideas are a little bit, I'm keeping under my vest until I get them together. But so I've had to go through all my records and I haven't had a chance. I've been super, super crazily busy, which I never thought I would be. But I actually scheduled in like 3 days to prepare for your show. But I was unable to do that. I mean, I got a day, a big chunk of yesterday. I was able to pull records out and a little bit this morning, and it made me really, really happy. So I'm excited, and it's not going to be the smoothest mixing, and it's not going to be, because the tempos are going to be all over the place, but it's stuff that
I don't have the plus 8, minus 16.
Well, that's a whole different thing, but yeah, I almost bought 2 for the show tonight. I almost did. Seriously, there was a moment when I was going to buy 2 of them for the show tonight.
Okay.
But no, I'm excited to do some, put out some tracks.
But you are, and you're going on tour now for 10th anniversary DFA stuff, right?
Well, yeah, there's a bunch of, as you know, because you're playing the one in Tokyo at 11,
right,
which is going to be awesome. Are you doing any other Japan gigs?
In Sapporo.
You're doing the, oh man.
The festival. Oh, Derek May.
But you're not doing the Precious Hall.
Well, it's the festival done by Precious Hall.
Oh, but it's not at Precious Hall.
It's not at Precious Hall.
Okay. No, but I'm super psyched that you're doing it.
Yeah.
But yeah, I'm trying to, it's basically, we're kind of under debate about when is the 10th year, because the first 12 inches, House of Jealous Lovers, is 2002. So it's,
was it 2002?
Yeah, it's 2002. I was confused about it. I thought it was 2001 because we recorded it in 2001. It took a year and a half to get put out. Or 2000, I think we recorded it. And, and we were really fast movers in those days. But so, it's kind of this year, next year combo thing. So it's going to be the next 18 months, like, you know, through next year. And we're trying to do a bunch of celebrations. And,
you're starting off in London. When I'm playing in Japan for the DFA party.
Yeah, I'm playing in London. And I think that's... There's a couple. There's some small and big events that we're trying to do, something in Barcelona and some stuff maybe in South America and maybe in Portugal. Just some places that we've been really happy in, more than like what's the most important city. We're just doing places that I think people feel connected to, and hopefully starting a wave of parties around the world that are kind of consistently that we and the friends, and redefining what DFA is to people, because it was always not like a label to me necessarily. It's a label, but it was also like a group of people and a group of friends that would do stuff together, including going out. So trying to rethink what we are as a party entity, which I'm excited about.
And bringing that out to...
Bringing it out into the world, man. Bringing it out into the...
DFA sound system.
And New York. You know what I mean? Yeah, like designing some sound system stuff. And never ends.
Okay. Well, do you know what you're playing after this?
I'm going to... Oh, no, I don't. Sure. I can get going if you want me to get going and play some records.
Yeah, that's...
This was just kind of like, you know, this is
our talk over
chin
jam.
Music.
Yeah.
I mean, it's nothing. It's Todd Terje, so it's nice talking over. It's nice talking over you, Todd.
Yeah. Well, okay. And because the big question is, so now that the band is over, are you producing another band?
I'm producing a couple of things. Like, I haven't been all the stuff that I. Okay. As LCD, as you remember when we started, and you've been there since before stuff, and LCD wasn't a band.
Right.
It was just me. I'm going to go down to the basement and make some songs.
I told you to play bass on some song. I did.
It's losing my edge.
That's right.
I'd be losing my edge. Yeah, you said, go ahead. Why not? Play bass. Because I was like, it was actually just going to be that beat and vocals. It wasn't even going to be drums. But yeah, you changed my life, too. but the cool thing was, the bummer was, of course, we couldn't tour and it wasn't, but the cool thing was I could produce bands and throw parties and do all the different stuff that we were interested in doing.
Right.
And that kind of went away because band is a full-time job.
Right.
So you know, now that the band is not a full-time job anymore, and it, LCD Sound System didn't disappear to me. I just went back to what it was, which is like a very ephemeral idea that we can make some stuff if we feel like, but, you know, I'm not going to be a, we're just not going to be a professional band that tours or anything like that. So I can go back to making some 12s, and I'm excited to make some 12s and make them the same way I did in the beginning, which is around a party. I need to put together a party and just find out what music is missing from that party and try to make that music.
So we're not going to hear any of the new things tonight.
There's nothing new. Are you crazy? For everything else I've been working on since the band broke up is music for other artists. And guess what I'm not doing?
Making
hey, sorry, dudes. I'm going to play the unreleased, unfinished track that we worked on together. I hope that's cool. It's only on this radio station. It's certainly not all over the internet. So
Come on.
I can't do that.
Okay.
But there are, yeah, I do have some new things that I like, but that's about it.
Okay. No, you know, I had to get that out of the way.
Oh, and I want to apologize. There's a song I really wanted to play, and I've made all this effort to contact the artist and get them to email it to me, and I burned a disc, and it didn't burn the song I wanted. Because I'm a Luddite, and I don't know how to use a computer, so.
Okay.
I'm an idiot.
So. Okay.
Sorry, guys.
So let's queue up the next one. James Murphy here on Beats in Space, WNYU 89.1 FM. Going till 1 a.m. Here we go. We'll be right back.
us, dance with us. We're the devil's dancers, swinging all the answers. Dance with us, dance with us. We're the devil's dancers, swinging all the answers. Dance with us, dance with us.
Thank you. me to the next phase, baby. Faces, changes, rearranges, nothing stays the same. Take me to the next phase, baby. So take me to the next phase, baby, so I can do my thing.
Take a chance. Thank you.